Should a Green Bay restaurant start a Packers news blog? The NFL is bigger than ever, but the reporters that have covered teams and players have been going through a change in recent years. Newspapers used to be the main source of information when it came to your favorite football team. Also, the local TV stations that usually give updates at the end of the news. These papers and stations mostly launched websites in the last 15 to 20 years. They tried to bring their advertising model over to the web. Maybe it worked as far as bringing in revenue. I don't know the details there, but what I do know is that those sites, newspaper and TV station websites, are some of the worst on the web. When it comes to experience, the ads and pop-ups and slow loading times and everything else is just poor. Auto-playing videos with loud volume, videos with 30-second ads and 10-second actual clips, moving X's for closing out ads and pop-ups, and all kinds of accidental clicks. It's just bad. The sad thing is that these reporters are really, really good at their job. They have relationships with players, coaches, scouts, agents, and more. They provide information that is unbiased and with good reason behind it. People demand what they're writing and recording more than ever, but the experience is bad. You have to go through all the ads to get to the content, or you have to pay a subscription. Admittedly, it's usually small, but then you still often get ads. And even with a small subscription, there are so many weekend bloggers that write about the NFL that you can get pretty good content and insight for free. So what's the future here? I think this is where our local businesses have an opportunity. I live in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, which is about 3 hours from Green Bay. The Green Bay Packers really belong to the entire state and beyond. But anyway, I'll focus on the Packers since they're kind of my team. I'm very curious to see when we will hit the point where a local business, let's say something like a restaurant, in Green Bay will hire one of the reporters that's covering the Packers. Same or very similar salary to what the reporter makes at a paper. Hire them to write articles for a blog, record videos for a video channel, and record podcasts for all the podcast channels. All free of charge for fans. Free on that business's website, free on YouTube, and free on the podcast channel. The whole idea would be that the content is presented by that restaurant. It's all about exposure and brand awareness for the restaurant. Minimal ads, if any at all, on all those channels. Just a great experience for the fans of the Packers. Great reporting and opinion from the reporter. They basically do the exact same job, just for a different employer. The reporter gets a salary. They probably get a little more freedom, and the restaurant gets great coverage of the team and exposure. I can't really imagine a better marketing dollar spent for a local business in Green Bay. They could even host events at the restaurant where the reporter does question and answer with fans, and maybe they even bring players in for Q&As. Local fans will learn about the restaurant, but the big thing will be the exposure the restaurant gets for people that are coming to Green Bay from out of town, not just for games, but all year round. Anybody that reads or listens to the content will know about the restaurant, and when they're in Green Bay and need a place to eat, they'll know exactly where to go. This is not a new idea. Brands have been sponsoring content for a long time, although it kind of went out of favor with mass advertising on TV and radio, and in newspapers during the last 50 years. But there seems to be a paradigm shift happening. Some reporters are launching their own blogs, but they often struggle with the business side. They have to chase down sponsors and subscriptions when all they really want to do is their normal reporting job. Some reporters now work directly for teams, and they provide a lot of great content, but obviously there is a built-in bias in that situation. Any content on a team website will be 99.9% positive, and obviously that's not reality. I really believe there is an opportunity for a local business, especially in the NFL world, and I'm curious to see when it catches on.